Let's talk a little Carroll girls swimming as the girls team getting ready for the season, which will get underway down in Council Bluffs coming up this Thursday. We'll talk right now with head coach Deb Danner, who's got to be excited, I think, about the team that she's got coming back this year. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. And did you enjoy your 3 or 4 month break of not having to talk to me every Friday and Saturday?
Certainly.
For anybody listening that doesn't know. Yeah. Deb's also the boys swim coach, which happens in the wintertime. So Deb has to talk to me from August pretty much until March every year, every week. So I don't envy you off that on Deb.
I enjoy our talks.
Let's talk about this girls team. I know I was out there for your media day here. I think it was last week, and I think the girls excited to get things underway. It's a little different. We got to talk about this at first. Still some construction going on at the rec center in Carroll. So the girls team's been practicing outside, and it's going to limit you guys, it sounds like, to home meets late in the year if the project gets down in time, so or done in time. So how is that impacting getting this team ready to go for Thursday?
Yeah, it's been a different kind of training for us, you know, with the sun in our eyes and the warm water temps. But, you know, the girls are doing really well with it. They just keep going at it, and we take breaks as needed. And I think their training's going really well right now.
You have some veterans back this year. Has that helped kind of with this transition to having to practice at the Aquatic Center?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, they've been through the COVID year, so, you know, they're used to some different things going on. So this is just one more little obstacle that we're going to handle.
Six seniors on this year's team. Pretty deep group of seniors there. What have you seen from them so far?
Yeah, you know, they've been great leaders so far this season. Keeping everybody's spirits up and just keep things rolling. You know, and it's great because five of those six are returning state qualifiers from last year. So, you know, they know what it's going to take and, you know, to get to state, and they want that to happen again. So they've been a great group just leading the way for trying to get everybody else in line and keep things moving.
Talk a little bit about that group and what you've seen from those girls here so far.
Yeah, you know, Emma Myers is always a great leader. You know, she's one of our two captains this year. You know, she makes sure everybody is ready to go for practice, helps with stretching and what we're doing in our warm-ups, and keeps everybody in line for me. And Amelia Holt is also another one of our captains. You know, and she's a great, strong swimmer, and she gets along with everybody. And the underclassmen really look up to her. And, you know, she just keeps everybody going, keeps her spirits up. So, you know, it's been great having them around. Zelda DeMoss, she is totally a people person. She gets along with everybody. Everybody gets along with her. You know, she knows what is expected. She gets it done. She makes sure everybody else is in line doing the same thing. So, you know, it's been great having those three there. Natalie Kent is another one of our seniors. You know, she's in a lane, two lanes over, helping the younger ones make sure they know what's going on, what they're supposed to be doing, explains things to them. You know, she's been a really great leader for the underclassmen too. She's been doing a fantastic job with that, and just, you know, she works hard every day, and you know, you love seeing that the underclassmen see that and they want to follow suit. So, you know, it's just been great to have that around. Haley Burns is another one of our seniors, you know, and she's always there. You know, anybody has a question, she's got an answer for them. She's there to help the underclassmen. You know, all my seniors have just done a fantastic job. You know, they're there. They want to help the underclassmen succeed. They want them to, you know, develop as a swimmer. They want to see them grow and eventually make it to state themselves. So, you know, I couldn't ask for a better senior class this year. You know, they get along great. They've just been a lot of fun to work with. Our sixth senior this year is Mai Vellingerhoff. She's our foreign exchange student, so she, you know, she's kind of learning the ropes herself, but she's been doing a fantastic job swimming, and you know, the kids just love her, so it's just been a lot of fun having her there too. So yeah, those are our seniors this year. So, you know, I love the senior class. They're doing a great job.
And coach, you get some really good talent in the underclassmen coming back as well. Lydia Dose, a junior, Leah Nystrom, a sophomore, Ella Perry, also a sophomore. Those are some names that I can certainly remember typing quite a bit about last season.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, Lydia Dose, she works her tail off. She does a fantastic job. Always a great attitude, no matter what. She can have a bad swim, but she'll take something good out of that swim, and I love seeing that in her. So, you know, looking forward to what she's going to do this year, and we're going to try some new things with her, and she's pretty excited about it. So, you know, and I am too, so I can't wait to see what all becomes of that. So Ella Perry, you know, she's got a great attitude. I love talking to her. She's always up. She's always excited. She was a fairly good swimmer last year, so I'm looking for her to be even better yet this year. Leah Nystrom, you know, another one, just always a positive attitude. You know, like I said, this whole team has just been fantastic. They get along great. Everybody is there for each other. It's been a lot of fun to see. And then we got a couple of, new freshmen, we have Allison Drake. She's been doing a great job. She's one that I really didn't know before this. So there's not very many swimmers that I didn't know before they came into the program. So, this is new for me too. So I'm getting to know her better. And she, you know, she comes to practice every day, works her butt off. She's doing a great job. I love watching her swim. Miranda Gruber, I've seen her quite a bit. So, you know, I know what she's capable of. So I'm really excited because she's a fairly good swimmer. And, I'm excited to see what she can accomplish in high school. So, you know, that'll be a lot of fun to watch. Logan Lee is new to us this year also. Saw her over the summer quite a bit. So I've gotten to know her a little bit better. And she's excited to do this. She's only been swimming for a short time, but you know, in practice already, I've seen a lot of improvement in her. So, I think she's going to surprise herself quite a bit. So it'll be a good season for her too.
Coach, do you like how the schedule breaks down, this year for you guys, especially with so many road trips, early in the year?
It would be nice to have some home meets early in the year, but that's not an option right now. So that's fine. We'll travel. Not a big deal. Our season is about the same as it's always been. We start out not very many meets, and then we really start packing them in towards the end. So, you know, I guess we just take advantage of this and work on some technique, work on, you know, whatever our weaknesses are as we see them. I guess we have more time to work on them. So, it'll be a good season. The meet schedule works out pretty decent for the girls.
You guys open on Thursday down at Lewis Central, not going to be at their home place coming up on Thursday, but an arena and a pool you guys do know.
Yeah. So we'll be swimming at the Kern Aquatic Center, or I guess it's a YMCA. We've been there a couple of times, so the girls know the pool. It's an all right pool. It's a 25 meter pool, which, you know, we're not used to competing in, but, they'll do fine. They have swam there before and have done fine, and we convert their times over, so we have a better idea what they're swimming. So, it'll be, everything will work out fine with that pool.
Well, Coach, as always, the first of many, many interviews. I will enjoy those each and every week. Best of luck coming up on Thursday and with the rest of the season. And we look forward to talking to you each and every week about how things are going.
You bet. It's always good to be here.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Girls Swim Team. We'll be back right after this on KCIM.